Leadership's about making a difference. Chris Koster's talking about people who he called on the phone. He's talking about people who he visited. Leadership's about making a difference. Chris Koster wasn't there to make a difference. There were people who were hurting, people who needed to be heard. You need to go to the front lines and make a difference. There were police officers who wanted a plan for peace, and there was no plan for peace. Look, what you didn't hear from Chris Koster was, "I'm responsible." That's what leaders do. When things go wrong, you say, "I am responsible." He's the chief law enforcement officer of the state. What a leader does, not this, you know, Chris Koster, "Well, I recall, if my recollection is right, I might have called somebody." Look, how were you responsible? What did you do to make a difference in Ferguson? And the fact is, Ferguson was a law enforcement failure. And there's Chris Koster's failure, is his failure as the chief law enforcement officer, who should have been supporting our police on the ground, who should have been out talking with people who were protesting. There was so much confusion. There was so much anger that was out there. Chris needs to make a difference. And I just think, you know, it's so sad. You listen to him try and explain this away, but the facts are we're all having to live with the consequences of Chris's failure. You know, I mentioned over his tenure, how is he going to explain away the fact that murders are up 30%? Is he going to try and explain away the fact that rapes are up 60%? How is he going to explain that right here in St. Louis, we are now the per capita murder, aggravated assault, rape, and armed robbery capital of the country, that we've got rates of violent crime triple the national average in Springfield and in Kansas City? And you talk to career law enforcement officers around the state, and they will tell you that the profession of law enforcement they feel is at the lowest point that they've seen in their lives. Those are the things that Chris is responsible for. And what leaders need to do is to step forward and say, "I am responsible."
Now, were you there in Ferguson?
I did go out to Ferguson.
When?
And I went out to Ferguson. I'd have to check the exact date that I went out, but I remember I called my buddy Harlan, and I've known Harlan since I was 15 years old. Yeah, yeah. And you know, and Harlan and I went out there, and we saw what was there. And not only did we go out there, but look, in my capacity at the time, I wasn't the chief law enforcement officer or the governor, but one of the things that the Mission Continues did was we brought together hundreds of volunteers, and we later did a project for the Ferguson Fluorescent School District to make a difference, to bring people together to serve. And when you look at somebody who's in a position of responsibility, like an attorney general or a governor, they need to go out and actually make a difference on the ground.